Be seated. Can we give a clap offering to the worship team?
Jag måste få monitor. Jag tränger monitor.
It's so nice to see so many happy, excited faces.
Det är så kjekt att se så många glada ansikter.
Talking about excitement.
När vi snakkar om det att vara upprymt.
Some maybe 2 weeks ago, I got overly excited.
För cirka 2 veckor sedan så blev jag lite för upprymt.
You see, there was something I was hoping to buy.
Det var något jag hoppade jag kunde få köpt.
And I saw an advert that it is on sales.
Och jag såg en annons på att det var på salg.
And that was in one of the shops in Forus.
Och det var på en av butikerna I Forus.
And then I got excited because it's on sales.
Så blev jag upprymt för det var på salg.
I was going to get 20% discount.
Jag kunde få 20% avslag.
And in excitement I went to the shop.
Och upprymt så gick jag till butiken.
No, just like as we are excited here now.
Akkurat som är upprymt nu här.
And the people in the shop gave me the conditions for the sales.
Och så de som var I butiken, de gav mig då betingelserna för salget.
Not very bad conditions though.
Och det var inte så väldigt dåliga betingelser.
But not exactly what I wanted.
Men det var inte akkurat det jag ville ha heller.
I had hope for just walk in, get 20% discount and move away.
Jag hade hoppat att jag kunde komma in I butiken för 20%
avslag. Does anybody like sales here or is it just me?
Är det andra som är sån som mig här?
Anybody like sales? Okay, it's only me.
Det är som liker salg.
Fair enough. I love it when it's on sales.
Jag liker när det är på salg.
You know, I'm kind of a bargain hunter.
Jag är en som jakter på salg.
And sometimes it's not only in physical things that we become bargain hunters, you know.
Och ofta så är det inte bara på fysiska ting som vi jakter på salg.
There are sometimes we want to do some bargain hunting in our spiritual life.
Någon gång så är jag ute efter att göra salg när det gäller andligt liv också.
You know, we wish that there could be some sales in the spiritual life.
Att det kunde vara salg I det andliga livet.
Yeah, sometimes we think like that.
Någon gång så tänker vi så.
You know, and what is the basic mantra of bargain hunters? What is in their mind?
Och vad är det som är grundtanken I det att så jakta på salg?
It is more of how can I put in little and get in quite a lot.
Hur kan jag ge lite och få mycket?
How can I go into the shop and pay some money and get 50% discount?
Hur kan jag gå in I butiken och betala lite grann och så få 50% avslag?
And I do that sometimes in my spiritual life.
Och någon gång så gör vi det I vårt andliga liv.
Probably I'm the only one. Maybe I'm the only one anyway.
Kanske det bara mig som är sån.
Maybe someone else do the same.
Men kan det vara någon andra som gör det samma?
Sometimes I wish that everybody in this city gets saved.
Någon gång så önskar jag att hela världen ska bli frälst.
It's just a mere wish.
Men det är ofta bara ett önske.
Right, but I wish it.
Men jag önskar det.
And to make it real.
Men för att göra det reellt.
I have to step out.
Så må jag ta ett steg.
And then preach the gospel to them.
Och preka evangeliet till dem.
So there's not too much sales. There are some conditions.
Men det är inte så mycket salg där. Det är någon betingelser.
Yes, I wish that everybody gets saved.
Ja, jag önskar att alla ska bli frälst.
But there are some little things I have to do.
Men det är ting jag måste göra.
One of them is that I need to step out and preach the word.
Och en av de tingen är att jag måste stå fram och preka evangeliet.
The other one is that I have to follow Jesus every day.
Och det andra tingen är att jag måste följa Jesus var dag.
And continue to learn at his feet.
Och det är att sitta vid hans fötter och lära.
Without going back.
Utan att gå tillbaka.
In the advert we saw earlier.
I den reklamen vi såg tidigare.
It says set back time.
Du kunde skru tiden tillbaka.
But that doesn't mean turning back.
Men det betyder inte att man skulle snusa tillbaka.
So today we're going to be talking about no turning back.
Men idag ska vi snacka om det och inte gå tillbaka, ingen väg tillbaka.
Does anybody like to move backwards?
Är någon som liker att gå baklänges?
Probably no.
Nej.
I'm sure nobody wants to go backwards.
Men jag är ganska säker på att ingen önskar gå baklänges.
So today is going to be moving forward.
Så idag ska vi snacka om att gå framåt.
No turning back.
Och inte ingen väg tillbaka.
You see, Jesus left his throne from above.
Jesus han kom från sin tron I himlen.
He sacrificed all.
Han offrat allt.
And before he left.
Før han reiste.
He said follow me.
Så sa han följ mig.
Walk with me.
Gå med mig.
Following Jesus is unconditional.
Och det att följa Jesus är utan det är många betingelser för att följa han.
Thank you, you're doing very well. You're doing very good. It is not easy to translate.
Det är inte lätt att tolka.
I have tried to translate English to my native language before.
Jag har försökt att tolka engelska mitt upprinnelige stammespråk för.
Yeah, but I will leave that story for another day.
Men det blir en annan dag.
But I don't think it went very well.
Jag tror inte det gick så bra.
So it's not easy to stand and translate.
Det är inte så lätt att stå och tolka.
Thank you, Barbro.
Tack.
Amen.
Amen.
So following Jesus is unconditional.
Och det är att följa Jesus utan betingelser.
You saw the song that we sang.
Den sangen som vi sang.
He said, I surrender all.
Jeg overgir alt.
So following him means surrendering all.
Så det å følge ham, det blir å overgi alt.
Walking with him every day.
Gå med han hver dag.
Without looking back.
Uten å se bakover.
Let us open a text. Let us open our Bible to read.
La oss åpne Bibelen og lese.
Luke chapter 9.
Lukas 9.
We're going to read from verse 57.
Så da kan vi lese fra vers 57.
You can read the Bible.
Lukas 9, 57. Men da de dro videre på veien, skjedde det at det var en som sa til ham, Herre, jeg vil følge deg hvor du enn går. Jesus sa til ham, revene har huler, og fuglene under himmelen har reder, men menneskesønnen har ikke noe sted der han kan hvile hodet sitt. Så sa han til en annen, følg meg. Men han sa, Herre, la meg først gå og begrave min far. Jesus sa til ham, la de døde begrave sine egne døde, men gå du og sted av sted og forkynn Guds rike.
Amen. This Bible passage is very deep and loaded.
Denne bibelpassasjen veldig dyp og ladet med begreper.
I can't remember exactly the first time I read it.
Jeg kan huske første gang jeg leste det.
Maybe I was still very small.
Kanskje jeg var fortsatt veldig liten.
But even when I read it as an adult growing up.
Men selv da jeg leste den som en voksen og når jeg vokste opp.
It sounds a little bit strange.
Så virker det litt rart.
With the way Jesus was behaving.
Måten Jesus oppførte seg på.
Now look at three people we are willing to come out to follow Jesus.
Det tre mennesker som ønsker å følge Jesus.
But Jesus was behaving like something that we are not accustomed to.
Men Jesus han oppførte seg på en måte som vi ikke vant til.
You know, three people with their hand, we want to follow you.
Det tre mennesker som kommer, vi vil følge deg.
And he's behaving in a different way.
Han oppfører seg på en annen måte.
Some of his response to them sounded a bit harsh.
Og han kan virke som responsen var litt hard.
So why would Jesus do that?
Og hvorfor gjorde Jesus det?
We're going to look at these characters, these three people that Jesus talked to.
Når vi ser på disse tre karakterene som Jesus snakket til.
Let's look at the first guy.
Den første mannen.
The first person there.
Den første personen der.
Jesus didn't call him. He just volunteered and said, "I want to follow you."
Og det var ikke Jesus, men det var han som kom til ham og sa, "Jesus, jeg vil følge deg."
You know, if somebody come to me and said, "I want to follow Jesus."
Hvis noen kommer til meg og sier, "Jeg vil følge Jesus."
You see, I will kind of encourage the person.
Da vil jeg oppmuntre personen.
I will tell him, "Oh, what a wonderful thing you are needed for the kingdom."
Og jeg vil si, og for en fantastisk ting, du er nødvendig for kongeriket.
You see, we are doing everything to get people to come to church.
Vi gjør alt for å få folk til å komme til kirken.
And Jesus is behaving the opposite.
Og Jesus han oppfører seg på motsatt måte.
This sounds a bit harsh.
Og det virker litt hardt.
Because he said to him.
For han sier til ham.
He said, foxes have homes, they have holes.
For han sier til dem, rever har huler.
The birds of the air, they have where they sleep in nest.
Fuglene i himmelen har reder.
But the son of man has no place to lay his head.
Men menneskesønnen har ikke noe sted der han kan hvile hodet sitt.
Just think of it.
Bare tenk på det.
If somebody meets you on the street and say, "You go to church, I want to follow you."
Så hvis du møter noen på gata og så sier, "Å, du går til kirken, jeg vil komme med deg."
I don't think this is the kind of answer you want to give.
Så er det ikke dette svaret du vil gi dem?
I will not give that kind of answer.
Jeg vil ikke gi dem det svaret.
No, I will not. So, but the question is, why would this guy, first of all, why would he say, "I want to follow you"?
For det første, hvorfor sier denne mannen, "Jeg vil følge deg"?
Maybe it could be that possibly this guy must have known heard about Jesus.
Kanskje hadde denne mannen hørt om Jesus?
You see, if you read this chapter, the whole from the beginning.
Hvis du leser hele dette kapitlet.
You see that Jesus was heading to Jerusalem.
Så ser du at Jesus var på vei til Jerusalem.
And it was typical those days that because Jesus was performing miracles.
Og Jesus han utførte mirakler.
And whenever he was moving.
Og overalt hvor han gikk.
There's always a crowd with him.
Så var det alltid en stor folkemengde
rundt
ham.
And maybe there was this carnival like atmosphere with Jesus, right?
Og kanskje var det en slags karneval atmosfære rundt Jesus.
And it could be that this guy, this person, he saw that atmosphere so exciting like me, who was excited on sales.
Så kanskje denne mannen så denne opprømtheten og sånn som jeg når jeg var på salg.
So he decided to join the, you know, the crowd.
Så han, "Oh, jeg vil være med denne folkemengden."
Maybe that could be the reason.
Kanskje var det derfor.
It's possible that this guy must have heard a lot of teachings of Jesus, so powerful.
Kanskje hadde han hørt mange sterke undervisninger fra Jesus.
His teachings were different from what he was used to from the Pharisees.
Og Jesu undervisning var annerledes enn den som de var vant til med fra fariseerne.
It could also be that this guy must have seen some of the miracles of Jesus.
Og kanskje hadde han sett noen av miraklene til Jesus.
Remember that he, you know, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he turned it into a multitude.
Vet du, 5 brød og 2 fisker, det ble massevis.
It's even possible that this guy was part of the 5,000 men that ate.
Kanskje han var en av de som var der og spiste.
He must have heard that Jesus walked on the waters.
Han kan ha hørt at Jesus vandret på vannet.
He must have heard that Jesus raised people from the dead.
Han kan ha hørt at Jesus reiste folk fra de døde.
He must have also heard that Jesus turned water into wine.
Og han må ha hørt at Jesus gjorde vann til vin.
Who knows? Maybe he was at the wedding and tested the wine as well.
Kanskje han til og med var I det bryllupet og drakk
den vinen. Let's be honest. If you are the person, wouldn't you think you want to follow this kind of person?
Og hvis du var en sånn person, ville ikke du ha fulgt den da?
So this guy probably was honest.
Og han var sikkert ærlig.
He said, "I want to follow you."
Jeg vil følge deg.
Because he must have seen Jesus, what Jesus have done.
For han hadde sett hva Jesus hadde gjort.
So don't get me wrong.
Så ikke misforstå
meg. He must have been honest with his desire to follow Jesus.
Så han hadde en ekte ønske om å følge Jesus.
And Jesus said to him.
Og så sier Jesus til han.
The Son of Man have no place to lay his head.
Menneskesønnen har ikke noe sted der han kan hvile hodet sitt.
So what exactly was Jesus trying to say?
Så hva var det Jesus egentlig sa?
Jesus was trying to tell him. Jesus was trying to say to this man.
Det Jesus prøver å si til denne mannen.
He said, "I have no home."
Jeg har ikke noe hjem.
I have no job.
Jeg har ingen jobb.
I have no business.
Jeg har ingen butikk.
I have no pension plan.
Jeg har ingen pensjonsplan.
I don't have a cabin.
Jeg har ikke noen hytte.
I don't have a boat.
Jeg har ikke noen båt.
In fact, do you realize that we are basically asked to follow a homeless man?
Hvem vil følge en hjemløs mann?
So imagine what Jesus was trying to tell this guy.
Så var det dette han prøvde å fortelle mannen.
If you want to follow me,
hvis du velger å følge meg,
I don't have all this.
Så har jeg ikke alt dette.
So maybe it could be that this man was having a nice and comfortable home, which was nothing wrong.
Så kanskje denne mannen hadde et komfortabelt hjem, og det var ikke noe galt I det.
Jesus said to him.
Så sier Jesus til han.
I don't have any of this.
Jeg har ikke noe av dette.
So if you want to follow me,
så om du vil følge meg,
think about this.
Så tenk over det.
Jesus is not against the comfort that we enjoy on this world.
Jesus er ikke mot den komforten som vi har I denne verden.
I believe what Jesus was trying to tell this guy.
Men det Jesus prøver å fortelle denne mannen.
Is that this place is not our home.
At dette ikke vårt hjem dette stedet.
Forget about the comfort that you enjoy today.
Glem den komforten du har I dag.
Don't get too comfortable.
Ikke bli for komfortabel.
We are on our way to heaven.
Vi på vei til himmelen.
I'm going to prepare a mighty and wonderful home for you.
Jeg går for å forberede et fantastisk hjem for dere
der. The nice sofa, the nice chairs and nice things you have in your home.
De gode stolene dere har hjemme nå.
They are all nice for you in this world today.
De er gode for dere nå her I denne verden.
But don't be so comfortable in them.
Men ikke bli så komfortabel I dem.
Because if you want to follow me,
for hvis du vil følge meg,
set your mind on the place that I'm going to prepare for you.
Så setter sin mot det som jeg skal forberede for dere.
We are on our way to heaven.
Vi på vei til himmelen.
We are pilgrims in this world.
Vi pilgrimer I denne verden.
Do not get so comfortable with all these things.
Ikke bli så komfortabel med alle disse tingene.
Follow me.
Følg meg.
And don't look back.
Og se ikke bakover.
Remember he says. Remember Jesus said. Remember Jesus said.
Husk Jesus sa.
In my father's house.
I mitt fars hus.
There are many mansions there.
Så det mange hjem.
So don't get too comfortable with what we enjoy today in this world.
Så ikke bli for komfortabel I hva du nyter her I dag.
Because when we get too comfortable.
For hvis vi blir for komfortable.
It is easy to begin to look back.
Så det lett å se bakover.
No turning back.
Men det ikke noe vei tilbake.
Because he is building a mighty mansions for us.
For han bygger noen fantastiske hus for oss der.
This place is not our home.
Dette ikke vårt hjem.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us look at the second person.
La oss se på den andre personen.
Jesus called this one.
Jesus kaller denne.
He went to him and said, "Follow me."
Jesus kommer til han og sier, "Følg meg."
But you see, this guy came with reasons why he shouldn't.
Men han kom med argumenter for hvorfor han ikke skulle følge Jesus.
He said, "Permit me to go bury my father first."
La meg gå og begrave min far først.
And this is to me so puzzling.
Og for meg dette en gåte.
It's a puzzle because how could your father have died and you're there following Jesus?
For hvordan kunne din far være død og ikke følge Jesus?
I don't think that was 100% possible.
Jeg tror ikke det 100% mulig.
Because in the old Jewish tradition in the first century.
For den gamle jødiske traditionen I det første århundret.
It is still the same thing in most of the Middle East today.
Og det fortsatt det samme I Midtøsten I dag.
The dead are buried as soon as possible.
Så blir de døde begravd så snart som mulig.
If possible the same day.
Om mulig samme dag.
So it could not be possible that this man's father had died.
Så det ikke mulig at denne mannen var død.
And then he left the same day and was following Jesus.
Og han da dro samme dag og fulgte Jesus.
I don't know if that sounds very right.
Vet ikke om det høres helt riktig ut.
But let's look at it differently.
Men la oss se på det annerledes.
It could be that this man's father was probably old.
Sannsynligvis det kunne være at denne mannen var veldig gammel, denne mannens far.
Not physically dead.
Ikke fysisk død.
So this man was saying.
Så det denne mannen sier.
My father is old.
Min far gammel.
I need to stay back and take care of him.
Jeg må være igjen hjemme og ta vare på ham.
I need to be with him in this old age.
Jeg må være hos han I hans på hans gamle dager.
And that is very genuine.
Og det veldig ekte.
Who will not take care of his family?
Hvem vil ikke ta hånd om sin familie?
Remember Paul said to Timothy.
Paulus han sier til Timoteus.
He said, whoever is not able to take care of his family.
Den som ikke I stand til å ta hånd om sin familie.
Is worse than an unbeliever.
Verre enn en vantro.
So what this man had a genuine reason.
Så denne hadde en god grunn.
And then Jesus came again with an answer that sounds so harsh.
Men så kom Jesus med et svar som virker så hardt.
Let the dead bury the dead.
La de døde begrave sine egne døde.
How is that possible?
Hvordan det mulig?
How can the dead bury the dead?
Hvordan kan de døde begrave de døde?
It doesn't sound real.
Det virker ikke ordentlig.
So what exactly was Jesus trying to say?
Så hva det Jesus prøver å si?
In Jesus' mind.
I Jesus sin.
Whoever is not following him.
Hvem som helst som ikke følger ham.
Whoever is disconnected from God.
Alle som ikke connected med Gud.
Is spiritually dead.
Åndelig døde.
Remember that there are two kinds of death.
Det to slags det å være død.
The physical death.
Det fysisk død.
And the spiritual dead.
Og åndelig død.
So whoever is disconnected from him is already dead.
Så de som ikke I kontakt med Gud, de åndelig døde.
And then Jesus is saying to this man.
Så det Jesus sier til denne
mannen. Follow me.
Følg meg.
I save you.
Så skal jeg frelse deg.
I save your soul.
Skal jeg frelse din sjel.
And then you become my disciple.
Og du vil bli min disippel.
When you get saved, when you connected to God.
Når du frelst og I kontakt med Gud.
You become alive.
Så blir du levende.
You become a disciple to go and do what save more souls.
Så blir du en disippel som kan gå og frelse mer sjeler.
You rather instead of going to bury physically dead people.
Så det ikke snakk om å begrave fysisk døde mennesker.
You will be raising people spiritually to life.
Da vil du reise opp mennesker åndelig til livet.
Remember Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
For Jesus sa, jeg oppstandelsen og livet.
So Jesus is saying to this man.
Så Jesus sier til denne mannen.
Let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead.
La de åndelig døde begrave de fysisk
But
døde.
For you,
Men for deg,
follow me,
følg meg.
And you will be fishers of men.
Så skal du fiske mennesker.
Men whose souls will be saved.
Mennesker hvor deres sjeler blir
frelst. Men who will be spiritually alive.
Mennesker som blir åndelig levende.
Jesus did not come to bury the dead.
Jesus kom ikke for å begrave de
He
døde.
He came to give us life.
Han kom for å gi oss liv.
And life in abundance.
Og liv I overflod.
That is what he was saying to this man.
Det var det han sa til denne mannen.
Jesus said, follow me and win souls that are going to occupy the mansion I'm building for you.
Vinn mennesker som kan komme og ta innta de boligene som jeg lager for dere.
No going back.
Og gå ikke tilbake.
And then let's look at the third person.
Og så la oss se på den tredje personen.
This one said,
denne sa,
I will follow you.
Herre, jeg vil følge deg.
But I need to go back and say goodbye to my family, to my friends.
Men først så må jeg gå dra tilbake og si farvel til min familie og venner.
Again, very genuine.
Veldig ekte ønske.
Very comfortable, very nice excuse, and it's genuine.
Veldig ekte og god unnskyldning.
So probably this man want to go home and call his family and friends, and they have a kind of cozy sit out.
Så kanskje han vil dra hjem, og så vil han samle familie og venner, og de vil sitte og ha en koselig samling sammen.
And then he'll tell them.
Så vil han si til dem.
From today.
Fra I dag av.
I want to leave you guys behind. I want to move on with Jesus.
Så drar jeg fra dere, og så vil jeg gå sammen med Jesus.
So what is wrong with that?
Så hva det som galt med det?
And probably it could be that the man may be from Africa, you know. It's possible.
Det mulig at denne mannen var fra Afrika.
He probably want to have some party, you know.
Han vil sannsynligvis ha et selskap.
Because we are used to parties, you know.
For vi vant til å ha selskap.
So he probably wants some send-forward party for him by his family.
Så han vil sannsynligvis ha en utsendelsesfest med familien.
And maybe he wants some approval as well.
Kanskje vil han noen anerkjennelse også.
It could be that he wants his family member to say, yeah, we are unique, we all agree, yeah, go ahead.
Kanskje han vil at familien skal si, ja, vi enige I dette her, la oss bare gå.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Og det ikke noe galt I det.
But Jesus said,
Men Jesus sier,
whoever set his hands on the plow,
ingen som legger sin hånd på plogen,
should not look back.
Og ser seg tilbake.
No turning back.
Skal ikke se seg tilbake.
Look at the man have a very genuine excuse.
Han har en veldig god unnskyldning.
Just like all of us today.
Sånn som alle vi har I dag.
Their families, their job, there are so many things that occupy our times.
Familie og jobb og så mange ting som opptar vår tid.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Og det ikke noe galt med
that
det.
Is actually what the Bible preaches.
Og det jo det Bibelen preker.
But the priority have to be correct.
At dine prioriteter må være riktig.
Jesus is saying there's no time.
Men Jesus sier det ingen tid.
Yes, I know you have families, you have friends.
Jeg vet at du har familie og venner.
Follow me.
Men følg meg.
And all will be taken care of.
Så vil alt bli tatt hånd om.
You see, in many times.
Mange ganger.
A lot of people hear the gospel.
Så det mange mennesker som hører evangeliet.
They love it.
Og de elsker det.
It makes meaning to them.
Og de forstår det virkelig.
It makes a lot of difference to them.
Og det betyr en stor forskjell
But
for dem.
But it is not always easy to step up and step in.
Men det ikke alltid så lett å så virkelig gå framover og ta tak I det.
Sometimes it is possible to begin to think and begin to look backwards.
Og noen ganger begynner man å tenke og se bakover.
And there are so many reasons for that.
Det så mange grunner for det.
One of them is the sacrifice.
Noen gang, en av grunnene offeret.
Let us just be very honest.
La oss bli være veldig ærlige.
So follow Jesus every day can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable in our human eyes.
Det å følge Jesus hver dag kan noen ganger være ukomfortabelt.
To follow him does not mean that all our wishes will be met.
Og det å følge han betyr ikke at alle våre ønsker blir oppfylt.
There is no guarantee that once you follow him everything becomes so nice and cozy and comfortable.
Det ingen garanti for at hvis du følger han så blir alt så bra og komfortabelt.
To follow him is about making disciples.
Det å følge han betyr å gjøre disipler.
To follow him sometimes requires that you make some demands.
Og det å følge ham betyr noen ganger at det krav på deg.
And sometimes those demands supersede other demands.
Og det noen ganger så bringer det med seg andre krav igjen.
These three people, they genuinely want to follow Jesus.
Disse tre menneskene ønsket virkelig å følge Jesus.
And there are reasons why they couldn't.
Og det hadde grunner for hvorfor de ikke kunne.
But Jesus is saying there should be some level of trade-offs.
Men det må være et slags visst nivå av hva som god grunn.
That our focus should be on the ultimate glory that lies ahead.
At vår fokus skulle være på den herligheten som kommer.
Sometimes it's good to think and remember the farmer, a farmer.
Noen ganger er det bra å tenke på bønder.
Think of a farmer, for example.
Tenk på en bonde.
You know, Jesus said, when a man have his hands on the plow.
Når mannen har handa på plogen.
I'm sure that, unless maybe the elderly ones, most of you here don't know what is a plow, right?
De fleste dere vet hva en plog ikke sant?
I think Salako will know because he was used to be a farmer.
Salako, han vet det, for han pleide å være bonde.
Yeah, I know most of you may not know what we are used to tractors here, right?
Dere vant til traktorer, ikke sant?
I'm sure Jan Inge has experience in that one.
Ja, Jan Inge har sikkert kjørt det.
So Jan Inge, as a farmer, he sits on his tractor, right?
Så du kan se Jan Inge på en traktor.
And then he's plying ahead.
Og så kjører han plogen.
It is not always comfortable sometimes.
Og det ikke alltid komfortabelt.
There are sometimes he may feel that, why not me sit down cozily and comfortably in my room?
Hvorfor kan ikke jeg heller bare sitte inne I rommet mitt og ha det koselig og komfortabelt?
But what does he do?
Men hva han gjør?
He keeps plying ahead.
Han fortsätter att ploga.
Because his mind is set on the harvest.
För han har sin event mot hösten.
It's not this little. It's not the sacrifice of today alone.
Det är inte bara dagens offer.
It is the harvest that is to come.
Det är den hösten som kommer. Martin Luther sa en gång.
He said, "A religion that gives nothing. A religion that gives nothing.
En person som inte ger mycket.
Cost nothing."
Det som koster ingenting.
So fast nothing.
Som ikke offrer noe.
Is worth nothing.
Er verdt ingenting.
That is Martin Luther.
Det sa Martin Luther.
In this month of October.
I oktober nå.
And even the last October.
Også forrige oktober.
Some faithfuls from here pray every night.
Så det noen menn her som ber hver kveld.
They gather in front of this church.
De kommer her foran kirka.
They pray every evening.
Hver kveld så ber de.
They pray for the church.
De ber for kirka.
They pray for the school.
De ber for skolen.
They pray for the nation and the city.
De ber for nasjonen, for byen.
What a sacrifice.
Det et offer.
That is part of what it means to follow Jesus.
Og det en del av hva det betyr å følge Jesus.
I think today probably is the grand finale.
I dag så tror jeg den store finalen.
It's not yet late if you haven't joined.
Og det ikke for sent hvis ikke du har vært med
enda. It is part of the sacrifice of following Jesus.
Det en del av det offeret å følge Jesus.
Because some days it could be very windy and rainy out there.
For noen dager så var det veldig mye vind og veldig mye regn.
I know that all of us here, rain is nothing to us. We are used to it, right?
Men det jo vant til regn og sånn da. Så,
ja. Yeah, but for some people, not me, some people.
Men for noen mennesker, ikke meg.
You know. So but that's part of the sacrifice.
Så det en del av offeret.
Amen. Reasons for not following Jesus.
Orsaker for ikke å følge Jesus.
Sometimes there could be some level of distractions.
Noen ganger kan det være distraksjoner.
I have shared this story before.
Jeg har delt denne historien før.
I have shared it before here.
Her sånn.
And I'm sure some of you must have come across this story.
Og det sikkert noen av dere også som har hørt denne historien.
It is about a man come John Stephen.
En mann som heter John Stephen.
Sometime in an Olympic in 1968.
I 1968 I olympiske leker.
He was among the 57 marathoners that were running the Olympic marathon.
Så løp han den olympiske maraton.
And before halfway mark.
Og før halvmerket.
He was hit by fellow runners.
Så var det en annen løper som slo han.
He fell down.
Så gjorde at han falt.
He dislocated his shoulder.
Och han fick skuldra ut av led.
And had some broken legs.
Och fick ett brudd I leggen.
The medics came and treated him.
Och de medicinska personalen kom och behandlade honom.
What do you expect?
Och vad vill du förvänta dig?
You expect that he should stand up and then they go to the medical hospital.
Och då vill du förvänta att han bara reste upp och sen drog till sjukhuset.
But he stood up and continued running.
Men han stod upp och fortsatte
att
löpa.
At a very slow pace.
Men väldigt sakta då.
You know what?
Vet du vad?
He, the people who ran ahead of him.
De som löp föran han.
They finished 1 hour earlier.
De avslutade en timme för.
But he continued until he crossed the finish line.
Men han fortsatte till han löp över målstreken.
With bandaged legs.
Med bandager på benen.
And bruised shoulder.
Och skadad skulder.
He continued and crossed the finish line.
Men han fortsatte till han kom till slutstrecken.
And he was getting closer to the finish line.
Och han kom närmare målstrecken.
The stadium stood up and began to clap.
Så stod hela stadion upp och började klappa för han.
And later they asked him.
Och senare så spurte de han.
Why did you continue running?
Varför fortsatte du att löpa?
He said my country Tanzania.
För han sa att mitt land Tanzania.
They did not send me to start the race.
De sendte meg ikke for at jeg skulle starte løpet.
They did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race.
De sendte meg ikke 5,000 miles for at jeg bare skulle starte på løpet.
They sent me 5,000 miles to finish it.
De sendte meg 5,000 miles for at jeg skulle fullføre løpet.
As long as we are in this world.
Så lenge du I denne verden.
As long as we are still living in flesh and blood.
Så lenge vi I kjøtt og blod.
There are certainly going to be distractions.
Så kommer det til å være distraksjoner.
There may be times of bruises and pains.
Det kan være tider hvor du får sår og skader.
There may be days like those in that part we saw. That man was going out and had coffee on top. Upon his clothes.
Det var sånn som I den filmen du så, ikke sant? Han mannen som fikk kaffe over hele skjorta.
Maybe that man was going for an interview.
Kanskje han var sent ute til
intervju. Imagine going for an interview with your clothes stained with coffee.
Tenk å komme til et intervju med fullt av kaffe på skjorta.
Some days are like that in this world.
Og noen dager sånn her I verden.
But those are distractions.
Men det distraksjoner.
They shouldn't ever make us think of looking back or going backwards.
Men det skulle ikke få oss til å stoppe opp og se bakover.
Those that wait upon the Lord.
De som venter på Herren.
He shall renew their strength.
Han får ny kraft.
They will run and never be weary.
De skal løpe og de skal ikke bli trette.
They will walk and never be faint.
De skal gå og ikke bli trøtte.
That is what the Bible tells us.
Det det Bibelen forteller oss.
You must have covered a lot of miles.
Du kommer til å løpe mange mil.
Each day you wake up following him.
Hver dag du våkner opp og følger ham.
You have covered a great deal of miles.
Så har du lagt mange mil bak deg.
It is not a time to look back.
Men det ikke tiden for å se bakover.
Forget the past and press on.
For glem det som ligger bak og se forover.
Leave the past behind.
La fortid være fortid.
Keep moving on.
Og fortsett å gå fremover.
You know, sometimes we tend to hold on so much to the past that we are not able to move.
Noen ganger holder vi så fast på fortiden at vi klarer ikke å gå fremover.
Sometimes we are so stuck in the past that we are not able to take the next step.
Noen ganger så sitter vi så fast I fortiden at vi ikke I stand til å ta et nytt steg.
Halleluja. Amen.
Amen.
Before I continue.
Før jeg fortsetter.
If you are here.
Hvis du her,
if you are here watching out from the screen,
eller ser på TV,
and you think that you're standing on the borderline,
og du tenker at du står på grensen,
of course you are saved.
Selvfølgelig du frelst.
But maybe there's something God is laying in your heart to do for Him more.
Men kanskje noe Gud har lagt I hjertet ditt for at du, som du skal gjøre for Han.
I don't want you to raise your hand.
Jeg vil ikke at du skal løfte handa.
But just know it.
Men bare vet det.
God is saying.
Hva Gud sier til deg.
Move forward.
Gå fremover.
That thing that He puts in your heart to do.
Det han har lagt I hjertet ditt for at du skal gjøre.
You are not decided.
Du har ikke bestemt deg enda.
It's like you have your leg here or there.
Du har det som du har ett bein her og
ett bein der. Move forward and don't turn back.
Men gå fremover og se deg ikke tilbake.
Halleluja. Amen.
Amen.
Forget the past.
Glem fortiden.
Move forward.
Gå fremover.
Keep moving.
Fortsett å gå.
You remember the children of Israel.
Israels barn.
In the Old Testament.
I Gamle Testamentet.
They were in slavery in Egypt for 400 years.
De var slaver I Egypt I 400 år.
And at a point God sent Moses to come and redeem them.
Og så sendte Gud Moses for å sette de fri.
And then he did.
Og det gjorde han.
And they began to march through the wilderness.
Og så begynte de å gå gjennom villmarken.
And so many events took place on their way going.
Og det var så mange ting som skjedde mens de gikk.
Some of the events were so pleasant.
Och någon av dem var så hyggliga och fina.
Some of them were not so pleasant.
Och någon av dem var inte så hyggliga.
Some of them include the crossing of the Red Sea.
Och en av dem var att de gick genom Röda havet.
And as they crossed the Red Sea, their enemies were conquered in the sea.
Och när de hade gått över så blev fienden deras slott I Röda havet.
And Miriam, the sister to Moses and Aaron, he raised a choir, began to sing.
Och Miriam, Moses syster, hon reste upp ett kor och de började att sjunga.
So fantastic.
Fantastisk.
Excitement.
De var så upprömt.
And then still in that same wilderness.
Så fortsatte de vildmarken.
Some things didn't work out so well.
Og så var det ting som ikke var så bra.
Some things didn't go exactly as they planned it.
Og det var ting som ikke skjedde slik som de hadde trodd.
At a point they had no food.
Og på et punkt så hadde de ikke noe mat.
They felt that they were lacking some food.
De følte at de manglet mat.
And Moses called upon God.
Og Moses han ropte til Gud.
He sent them manna from heaven.
Og han sendte de manna fra himmelen.
And in the middle of that manna.
Og midt I den mannen.
They felt, oh, it's everyday manna now.
Oh, nei, nå får vi manna hver dag.
It's manna every day.
Manna hver dag.
And then they remember some of the old times in Egypt.
Og så husker de den gamle tiden I Egypt.
And then they say, oh, who could give us meat?
Oh, hvem som kunne gi oss kjøtt?
How wish we can get some fish.
Kanskje vi skulle få noe fisk.
We ate a lot of vegetables in Egypt.
Oh, vi hadde så mye grønnsaker I Egypt.
They began to remember all the times, all the glory days in Egypt.
Og så husker de den gode tiden I Egypt.
But they have forgotten.
Men de hadde glemt.
That they have crossed the Red Sea.
At de hadde krysset Rødehavet.
There's no going back.
Det var ingen vei tilbake.
You have already crossed the past.
Du har allerede forlatt fortiden.
We no going back.
Det ingen vei tilbake.
Don't hold on to the past glories in the world.
Hold ikke fast på tidligere herligheten I verden.
Because when you hold on to it,
for hvis du holder fast på
you
den,
you have the tendency of trying to look back.
Så har du tendensen til å se
You and I, who are saved,
du frelst.
We have crossed the Red Sea.
Vi har gått gjennom Rødehavet.
We have crossed the Red Sea.
Vi har gått gjennom Rødehavet.
We are new creatures.
Vi nye skapninger.
New creatures in Christ.
Nye skapninger I Kristus.
There is no turning back.
Det ingen vei tilbake.
Does anybody want to go back to slavery?
Noen som har lyst til å gå tilbake til slaveri?
Nobody want to go back to slavery in sin.
Det ingen som vil gå tilbake til slaveri.
Slavery of the world.
Slaveri I verden.
We have crossed the Red Sea.
Vi har krysset gjennom Rødehavet.
There is no turning back.
Det ingen vei tilbake.
We can't go back to Egypt.
Vi kan ikke gå tilbake
til Egypt. Hold on to him.
Vi må holde fast på ham.
Keep walking with him.
Fortsett å gå med
it
ham.
May not be too rosy as you expect it now. Pardon? It may not be too rosy, too nice.
Det ikke sikkert det så hyggelig og fint.
But hold on to him.
Men hold fast til ham.
We have crossed the Red Sea.
Vi har gått gjennom Rødehavet.
We are marching forward.
Og gå fremover.
That's a book.
Det en bok.
A book from Julius Caesar.
Som Julius Caesar skrev.
In one of his books called the Gallic Wars.
De galliske kriger.
Gallic Wars.
De galliske kriger.
That book was from Julius Caesar.
En bok av Julius Caesar.
In part of that book, there was a short story.
Og I den boken så en kort historie.
It's about an ancient German town, ancient German kingdom.
Det om en tysk by.
You know what they do?
Vet du hva de gjorde?
When they want to conquer new land.
Når de ville innta nytt land.
You know, back in the old days, it is common to go and conquer land, win them and take over.
Når de ville ta nytt land.
So when this ancient German town want to go to conquer a new land.
Så när denna gamla tyska landet vill ta inta ett nytt land.
You know what they do?
Vad gjorde de då?
They burned down their own houses.
De brant ner husen.
They burned down their own houses.
De brant ner sina egna hus.
Because they're not going to come back.
För de skulle inte tillbaka.
So it is forward ever.
Så det alltid framöver.
And backward never.
Och aldrig bakover.
We have burned down our old life in the world.
Vi har förlatt vårt gamla liv I världen.
It is forward ever.
Vi går alltid framöver.
And backward never.
Och aldrig bakover.
Jesus said.
Jesus sa.
In verse 62 that we read.
I vers 62 som vi läste.
He said, no man.
Ingen som har lagt sin hånd.
Set his hands on the plow.
Ingen som lägger sin hånd på plogen.
Looking back is fit for the kingdom.
Och ser sig tillbaka är skickat för Guds rike.
This is not a statement to scare us.
Det ikke noe som ment for å skremme oss.
It is not a threat.
Det ikke en trussel.
But I think it is an encouragement.
Men det en oppmuntring.
It is an encouragement for us to move forward.
Det en oppmuntring til å gå fremover.
It is not meant to dampen our spirits.
Det ikke for å gjøre oss triste og nedbøyde.
It is only meant to charge us forward and keep moving on.
Det for å få oss å gå fremover og fortsette å gå fremover.
We are soldiers of the cross.
Vi soldater av Guds kors.
We are the moment we get saved, we become soldiers of the cross. The moment we get saved, we become soldiers of the cross.
Okay, det øyeblikket vi blir frelst, så blir vi soldater av korset.
And then we begin to operate on divine principle.
Og så begynner vi å operere etter det prinsippet.
Divine principle is no retreat, no surrender.
Og det at vi overgir oss.
No retreat from going forward.
At vi aldri slutter å gå fremover.
No surrender to the world.
Og vi går legger oss aldri under verden.
When you look at the whole armor of God.
Når du ser på Gud.
If you study Ephesians 6 from verse 13.
Når du ser på Guds fulle rustning I Efeserne brevet 6.
And then you look at the whole armor of God.
Og når du ser på Guds fulle rustning.
There's a protection for the front.
Så det en beskyttelse for fronten.
There's a protection for the head.
Beskyttelse for hodet.
For the hands.
For hendene.
For the legs.
For leggene.
But deeply you will see that there's no protection for the back.
Men det ingen beskyttelse for ryggen.
And why is that?
Og hvorfor?
It means that we are not going back.
Det betyr at vi går ikke bakover.
We are going forward.
Vi går alltid fremover.
As soldiers, we are all on the move, going forward.
som soldater så går vi alltid vi alltid I bevegelse, vi går alltid fremover.
We are not moving backwards.
Vi går ikke tilbake.
The worship team, you can come on. So to be a soldier of the cross.
Så det å være en soldat av korset.
We are charged to keep moving on.
Så bli oppmuntret til å bare gå fremover.
Without looking back.
Uten å se seg tilbake.
Paul said in Philippians 3.
Paulus sier I Filipperbrevet 3.
Philippians 3. From verse 13.
Fra vers 13. Derfor ber jeg om at dere ikke må miste motet ved mine trengsler for dere, det som deres ære. Av den grunn bøyer jeg mine knær for vår Herre Jesu Kristi far.
13 and 14.
14, ja.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've read it.
Yeah. You see, Christianity is not just for the bargain hunters.
Kristendom ikke for de som ute etter en god handel.
It's not just people like me who want sales.
Det ikke bare for mennesker som som ønsker et godt salg.
Who want to take too much for very little.
Som vil ha veldig mye for veldig lite.
Christianity is not whether I'm here or there.
Kristendom har kommet at jeg her eller der.
It is about surrender all.
Det å overgi seg fullstendig.
It is about follow him every day.
Å følge han hver dag.
No deals.
Ingen avtaler.
No conditions.
Ikke noen betingelser.
No excuses.
Ingen unnskyldninger.
You see, when you read Bible, this Bible text that we read.
Når du leser den bibelteksten som
vi
leste.
The whole story from the book of Luke.
Hele historien fra Lukas.
If you see verse 51 of it.
Når du ser vers 51.
He said Jesus was sent to where to Jerusalem.
Så ser vi at Jesus ble sendt til Jerusalem.
He knew his time was up.
Han visste at tiden var kommet.
And he was heading up to Jerusalem.
Og han gikk opp til Jerusalem.
I believe that none or most of the disciples with him had no idea what he was going to do in Jerusalem.
Og jeg tror ingen av disiplene visste hva han kom til å gjøre I Jerusalem.
But Jesus knew that Jerusalem is where the mission will be accomplished.
Men Jesus visste at I Jerusalem så kom det til å bli oppfylt.
He is aware of the sufferings.
Han vet hva han skal offre.
He know he will be betrayed.
Han vet at han vil bli forrådt.
He know he will be spat on.
Han vet at han vil bli spyttet på.
He know he will be beaten off.
Han vet at han vil bli slått.
He know he's going to carry cross.
Han vet at han vil bære korset.
He know he's going to be nailed on the cross.
Han vet at han vil bli korsfestet.
He's going to suffer death of shame.
Og han vet at han vil dø en skammens død.
He knows about all that.
Han vet alt det.
But his eyes were set on Jerusalem.
Men hans øyne var festet på Jerusalem.
He did not look back.
Han så seg ikke tilbake.
It's possible that those with him didn't know why he was sent for Jerusalem.
Men det godt mulig at de som var med han ikke visste at han var sendt opp til Jerusalem.
But he continued on that trip.
Men han fortsatte å reise opp dit.
He knows the glory that lies ahead.
Han vet hvilken ære som ligger foran der.
He knows that it is time to go and accomplish the mission.
Han vet at det på tiden å gå og oppfylle det som skal skje.
To follow him is full time, it's not part time.
Det å følge han fulltid, det ikke deltid.
To follow him is not when it is only comfortable.
Å følge han ikke bare når det komfortabelt.
There could be moment of some inconvenience.
Det kommer til å være øyeblikk hvor det litt ubeleilig.
To follow him is unconditional.
Det uten betingelser å følge ham.
No bargains.
Det ingen god handler.
We have crossed the Red Sea.
Vi har krysset Rødehavet.
No looking back.
Ikke se tilbake.
Our eyes are set to Jerusalem.
Våre øyne fiksert på Jerusalem.
Just like him who we follow.
Akkurat som han som vi følger.
He knows his eyes was on the glory that lies ahead.
Hans øyne var på den æren som var der framme.
Our eyes as we run the Christian race here in the world.
Våre øyne når vi har I rese her på jorda.
Is on the glory that lies ahead.
Det på den æren som venter der framme.
It is on that mansion that he is building for us.
Det på det huset som han bygger for oss I himmelen.
Because on the last day.
På den siste dag
all of us,
så skal vi alle sammen
in our resurrected bodies,
I våre oppstandende legemer
we meet the resurrected Christ.
Så skal vi møte en oppstandende
Jesus.
Can I hear
somebody say amen to that?
Kan noen si amen?
That's wonderful.
Det fantastisk.
And so for you who are joining us now on online,
for dere som ser på oss online,
we say keep on the race. Keep on the race.
Fortsett løpe.
For we who are here,
for vi som her,
keep on following him.
Fortsett å følge ham.
Our eyes is set on the glory.
Våre øyne festet på den æren.
It may not be too comfortable at times.
Det vil ikke alltid være like komfortabelt.
There could be little challenges here and there.
Det vil være vanskeligheter her og der.
But just like the farmer.
Men akkurat som bonden.
Our eyes is set on the harvest.
Så våre øyne festet på høsten.
And that harvest is the crown of glory which will be given to me and you and all the righteous on the last day.
Og det den kronen av ære som vi vil få på den siste dagen.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Thank you, Father, because your word brings light.
Tack Herre för ditt ord, det bringer ljus.
Thank you because your light word touches hearts and souls.
Tack för att du rör hjärtan och själar.
As many as are under the sound of my voice this afternoon.
Så många som har hört min stämma denna eftermiddag.
May you equip them from heaven.
Må du ta tak I dem från himlen.
May you strengthen all of us from above.
Må du ta sträck oss alla sammen.
May you empower us with the grace to continue to run this race without looking back.
Må du ge oss alla den kraft och styrka att fortsätta I nåde.
May your spirit continuously remind us that we have crossed the Red Sea and no turning back.
Må din ånd stadigt minna oss på det resa som vi löper här på jorden och inte vända tillbaka.
For as many as may be undergoing any challenging situation this moment.
Så många som är I en vansklig situation denna morgon.
For you who is sick and watching us from home.
Du som är sjuk och ser på oss hemifrån.
We decree in the name of Jesus.
Vi erklärar I Jesu namn.
That by the power of the risen Christ.
Över kraften av uppståndne Kristus.
By the blood that was shed on the cross.
Det blod som blev utöst på korset.
We declare that you are healed.
Vi erklärar att du är helbredd.
For a soul, any soul that is downcast.
För en vars själ som är nedböjd.
Lord, through your word today.
Genom det ord idag.
May such souls be lifted up.
Men själen blir lyfta upp.
May you empower your people to keep marching forward and not looking back.
Må du ge ditt folk kraft att fortsätta gå framöver och inte se sig tillbaka.
May the grace to run this race without looking back be upon us.
Må din nåde till att fortsätta löpa vara över oss.
And above all, Father.
Och över allt Herre.
Above all, Lord Jesus.
Över allt Herre Jesus.
As many as are connected to this place today.
Så många som är connected till detta ställe idag.
All of us on that last day.
Måtte oss alla på den sista dag.
We have the full excitement.
Ha den samma glädje.
Excitement in your presence.
Den upprymtheten I ditt närvaro.
As we receive that crown of glory on our heads.
Som när vi får den kronan av ära på våra huvuden.
With 24 elders and all the angels and saints of old.
När de äldste och änglarna synger runt.
We all will be singing Hosanna in the highest.
Då ska vi alla sjunga Hosanna I det högsta.
Thank you Father for what you will do in the midst of your people.
Tack Herre för allt det du gör I dessa folk.
In Jesus name we have prayed.
I Jesu namn. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.